Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll get to the trash of the day here on a Tuesday. We're also about 10 minutes away from what could be a monumental change in college sports with revenue sharing for players. It's a push from, believe it or not, the SEC and the Big Ten, the two biggest power brokers, I would say, in collegiate athletics at this point in time. So we'll get there in just a little bit. But one thing that got a little lost locally over the weekend, because not only were the Chiefs drafting, you had Clark Hunt's comments about the stadium, was what Roger Goodell had to say about the future of the NFL and what he would like. He was on the Pat McAfee show in Detroit. I think this was on Friday afternoon. And here's what he said he ideally wants to have happen. Now, just because he wants this to happen doesn't mean it will necessarily, right? The CBA is not up for multiple years, so it would take the players' union agreeing to do this now, and therefore what's the concession versus
sure. What are you
waiting
giving us?
Till the end of the CBA. But here is what he said. He said he would like to go to an 18-game regular season, which shouldn't surprise anybody. Cut the preseason games from 3 to 2. Remember, we once had 4, then we went to 3, go to 2. The calendar would get pushed forward a week, so it's extended by a week. Super Bowl Sunday would land on a 3-day weekend, because that would mean the Super Bowl is on the Sunday before President's Day. So you would have your post-Super Bowl day off for some of you, not everybody, before the text line freaks out. The last time you and I brought up the President's Day thing and said, wow, this would be great.
Yeah.
People did not like that. The point is, there's a lot of people that would be off of work and they've been wanting the day after the Super Bowl to be a holiday. You don't have to create a holiday. Just move it back towards President's Day. The holiday is already there for you. Look, I like a lot of this. Now, the most thing, the part that I love the most is cutting the preseason game to 2 and the Super Bowl Sunday being the Sunday before President's Day. But the reason why he's willing to cut it to 2 preseason games is because he's getting an 18th. Because you get into the injury stuff. You get into the longevity of guys' careers if you're asking everybody to play 18 games versus 17. But we once said that about 16 to 17. I think the question is, when does it stop, Cody? Is it
sure
18? And or is it 5-10 years from now, it's all of a sudden 20 games and no preseason
and
games?
And more players, and then we really water down the ability and the product. My guess is they'd be fine with 18 for a while. I think it creates a more balanced schedule where every year you can play 2 international games, or at least guarantee 1 international game, and you give these teams a little bit what they want, which is the extra home game. But, I mean, if you see, the players are not going to like this.
Nope.
You're going to have to give them a very serious concession in order to do it. Think about just from a salary perspective. Like, if you were Patrick Mahomes and you make $37 million, you're like, I make the same whether I play 18 or 17 games. Why the hell would I just give you a game for free? Presumably, you're going to sell that game to a company, and they're going to buy it. And I know the argument would be like, well, but the cap number is going to go up. There'll be more money for everyone to pay.
Correct.
But not on my current contract. I won't be me making more money now. It's like I have to agree that I'm going to, in the future, be helping people get more money. Well, in the NFL, the future's not all that long. And most NFL players get 4 years in the damn league, which means you don't do it. Look, I'll say from a schedule perspective, perfect. Are you kidding? Let's just say I didn't work in sports radio because very few do, right? Then, for the most part, 50%, maybe 40% of job, just as long as I got a job that has President's Day off, jackpot. Mm-hmm. I don't have to go to work the next day on President's Day. Thank God. Perfect.
Yeah.
Season starts at the time I like it. I get a holiday right after. That lines up pretty good. I'm not going to lie. And 18 games versus 17 regular season games doesn't really change my enjoyment of it, other than I think you'll get more mediocre teams in the playoffs because you can just kind of like hold firm. 18 games, you're going to get a lot more. You know, I think you get 8-10 teams in there, 9-9 or whatever.
I just think on the injury front, it gets interesting. You're asking extra game to be played, and there's already teams that sometimes are limping towards the finish line. They haven't had a bye week since week four, you know, and suddenly
I don't think you have enough good players. I think you have to increase roster sizes and other things.
That
right?
Second bye week is
that's to me important.
Maybe there's a way that they try to separate it evenly for everybody. Where hey, you know what? You get a bye week in the first half of the season, in the first 9 games. You get a bye week in the second 9. So that would mean what, a 20 week season, essentially?
No, I mean, this is what I'm saying. That at one point, you're pushing the limit, right? Like we're all fans of the game, and I can't get enough football. Cody and I differ on the I'm good with them playing on Thursday, and 1 week they're playing on a Friday on Black Friday. Like I can't get enough of it. I'm obsessed with it. But there is still a limitation from do you enjoy it as much if suddenly, due to injury, the product isn't as good? And have they already reached that at 17 games? I don't think they have. But is 18 that number? Are they gonna try in 10 years for 19 games? You know, when does it stop? We know it is all about money. The NFL can play the player safety game. We all know there's so many decisions they have made that if they deep down actually cared about player safety, they would not have already done. It doesn't mean that, hey, new helmet technology isn't a great thing. We talked about the Guardian caps yesterday. But when you're thinking about the Roger Goodell, you know, in one press conference claiming that they really care about safety, and then the next one wants to go to 18 games, obviously
they're full of it.
Yeah.
You can have the Guardian caps. Well, problem solved. Now I got to play a whole 18th game. By the way, the Guardian caps, as I'm sure you guys discussed, they haven't even proven that they work.
I disagree with that. There's over 2 years in preseason, 2 years of preseason, 51 or 53% concussions are down among players wearing it.
Incredibly small sample size.
Well, sure,
I guess,
but that's the data. Like saying it doesn't work is also false.
I just don't think that they've fully proven that it works, but fine. Yeah. Point taken. We don't have to get hung up on that. But yeah. I think if you look at, like, so I looked it up. Wikipedia says 34% of U.S. citizens get off for paid time off on President's Day. Okay, so it's not a big number. Skyfox pointed out on Twitch, are you sure that number doesn't go up if it's after the Super Bowl? Something tells me your boss at local small company who hasn't been giving you paid time off on President's Day might. If it's the day after the damn Super Bowl, he might feel a lot different about it. Like, it might actually increase the number of people who get that day off, essentially seeing how the Super Bowl is maybe.
I hear you, but by that logic, though, then if it was like, man, bosses want the day after, wouldn't they have already just given the day? You know what I mean? Like,
but it's just easier. You know what I'm saying? Sure. It's the day after the Super Bowl, it'd be an easier one to just give people.
Do we know why they're not? I think we might have actually talked about something like this a few months ago, but do we know why they're not they're not moving the season up? They're moving it. They're allowing it to extend into President's Day. I think, for this reason.
Yeah, I think.
Just in terms of that. Yep. They want to try to customize the Super Bowl to partner with the holiday.
Correct.
Because it is
kind of a perfect match if you think about it, man. Putting a federal holiday right after your big event. More people likely to tune in. More people, all that stuff.
It is interesting. And obviously, the NFL is king, so they'll boot whoever out of the way that they want to. But President's Day typically conflicts directly with NBA All-Star Weekend, and it conflicts with the Daytona 500 and NASCAR.
Those aren't competition for them. Those are that they squash.
The NFL would move, and then those others would have to react to that. Yeah. I just wonder how that, in terms of how this move, it shapes the way football looks, but it also has that trickle-down effect to how other sports go in. Of course, that's because the NFL is king, and they can do what they want, and others get the boot, essentially.
Yeah, this is something that is not happening next year necessarily. Again, unless the NFLPA agrees to it, when's the CBA? 2027, 2028, something like that, I think. Yeah. Isn't the CBA is up?
So 5 years would be the earliest?
It could be a ways. But nobody is stunned hearing today that, the commissioner wants an 18th game. The minute they approved a 17th game, we were already all saying, So when are they adding an 18th?
They just thought they could get 17 approved. Now they're like,
By the way,
we'll get rid of that preseason game. We're like, half of us aren't playing in that, dude. Yeah. That's not keeping us healthier.
By the way, just because Joe Burrow said 18 games, question mark,
Yeah, he's got to be really concerned. He can't make it through 16 or 17.
It does not mean he's speaking for the masses.
By the way, if I were the players, I would ask for one preseason game. Like, just give me one. We don't want two preseason games. We'll take the one. We'll just practice.
Week one's going to be
ugly. It's ugly anyway.
I know.
I think this is the difference, though, between what we as fans want and still, if you talk to coaches, there is value for the coaching staff to judge the second or third stringer that's trying to make the roster, make special teams. Like, I think they still value. For fans, yes, I'm with you.
Sorry, your job got harder in evaluating talent. You're not good at it anyway.
As a fan, none of us want preseason games. You know, like, it was great as a kid, and I think if you have young kids and football games are very expensive, and you want your kid to experience, let's just say Arrowhead or whatever, that's a benefit. But is that why you're not adding or not getting rid of a preseason game? No, but that, you know, the preseason is an evaluation thing, and it's good if you've got some young kids. You don't want to spend $300, $500 to go to a game. You can get tickets for like $20 for a preseason game. It's their first experience. Maybe they fall in love with football, even being at a preseason game.
Just playing this hypothetical game, if it's a 20-week season, when's the trade deadline? If you're talking about two buys and injuries, I mean, do you put it at week 13?
Well, they already tried to
move it all.
They already moved it back by a week.
One week. Yeah, I think you move everything. So I think the bye weeks, instead of having the earliest bye week, week four, and the latest week 14, I think you, if you're a team and if you're the league, you would have to say, all right, nobody's getting a bye week until after like week 6 or 7.
And no later than week 17?
Week 16, probably. Okay. I don't think you could have it. You don't want to have someone having a bye week heading in the last week of the season.
No. I think you do it half and half. Everybody gets a bye week in the first half and the second half.
Well, it would end up being
they can't go back to back. You know, you can't be bye week 9 and 10.
It would be a 20-week season, though, right? Because you have the two byes. So,
yeah.
If you give them 11. Yeah.
Yeah, you just have a first half bye and a second half bye. That's all. Some people are going to start getting them in week 5 or 6, right? They get them pretty early. 18 but they know they'll have another bye coming.
Yeah, 18 games over 20 weeks.
The playoffs would start.
More primetime games, more rest for players during the season, and then the Super Bowl Sunday, mid-February, the day before.
Playoffs would start the last week of January then?
Yeah, probably like January. Instead of the 14th, 15th for wild cards, it'd be, 26th or whatever. You know,
you could also make the argument, I'm sure this is an owner side argument, just real quick, so don't take it with a grain of salt. The owner side argument is, we'll keep you healthier because there's no reason to rush you back from injury because there's more time for the season to go well, right? Whole extra game, two extra games now than what it used to be. The pressure of, you better win this week 3 game because every week in the NFL matters. The more games you add, the less each game matters by a little, right? It's not a ton, but each game matters just a little bit less the more games there are in the schedule.
And that's why I wonder, like, what's the limit of that? Like, I don't know what the number is. It, you know, for some people, they would have said it was already 16 and we're at 17. What's the cap? Is 18 the limit of where the product is still at the high level where there's still enough on the line, or are they going to push the limits and 15 years from now we're playing 20 games? I don't know what the number is. I think 18, that's pushing it.
And telling us that when they were playing 14 game seasons.
Mm-hmm. You do as well. I mean, if we're talking including preseason, you get 6 full months of football that is almost meaningful. It's 5 if you don't include August in there. But in terms of games, you get 6 months of NFL games.
I love that. As a fan, I love it.
Yeah.
I get why players are very hesitant about that.
My youngest son yesterday, he was like, ask me questions. And so you just be like, hey, what's your favorite food or whatever, right? So he just wants to answer questions you're going to ask him. And so I said, what's your favorite sport? And he said, soccer, because he played it for a little bit. And he's like, no, football. Football's my favorite sport. I said, okay. He's like, but I'm not going to play it. I'm just going to watch it. And I was like,
smart decision.
Honestly, probably better for your health, kid. Keep a little stress off of me. Fine.
He's not going to be pressuring you into playing football,
He's like, I'm just going to watch him. I'm not going to play it. Those guys look like they're hitting pretty hard. It's like the idea that he's just like, I'm not playing it.
Would he want to do like flag football even or something?
He's never expressed an interest. So he's played soccer. I think we're going to try to put him in T-ball. So he's expressed like he wants to go play baseball out back a lot. So we'll put him in something. But he hasn't asked to this point. The only mention of playing football he's made was last night when he said, I'm not going to play it. So we'll see. Someone says load management in the NFL.
Well, that's a good point.
I think they'll be a week slower on like a hamstring injury, you know? They're not going to rush someone back because, again, the games aren't as meaningful. And if they're going into a second bye week or they're coming off, they'll give them more time, of course.
I think we saw that play out last year with Nick Bolton a little bit, you know, and how they managed that injury. We've seen them do that with other players, especially the Chiefs had already operated that way a little bit because their season is just longer than everybody else's. They're they're in the playoffs in AFC title games 6-7 straight years. You know, that's a time frame they're used to playing. I don't think we're ever going to get a point like in the NBA when there's 82 games and like LeBron is sitting out games. We're not going to get a point where it's week 13 and Mahomes just going to take the week off because they're playing the crappy Cardinals or whatever.
That would be tough.
That's not happening. But no. I think you're right, Cody. We already have seen it play out. If a player has a nagging injury and they're like, yeah, we know we're kind of already in decent shape, potentially playoff positioning. Maybe that player would have played under the old system. We're going to hold him out 1 week. Maybe that, if we want to call that load management, I guess, but not, I'm not worried about it getting to the extreme level that the NBA ran into. Where star players, I mean, it's still, the games still are much more magnified, even at 18 in the NFL than game 45 of an NBA season.
Correct. It's still too few games to think load management.
But 20, I think, gets us there.
But I don't think it's crazy to say they're going to, like, be careful with injuries if they've got now two more games of leeway than they had a couple of years ago. Yeah, probably. They'll be careful with it. But I just don't. 20, maybe 24, like where you get to a point where week 4, 5, 6, 7 don't
24 games would be crazy.
That's just too many.
That's nuts. I mean, that's by the time you get to the playoffs, when everybody's
be March Madness.
Well, that, but it just I'm just thinking injuries. I mean, the physical nature of the sport, you're not going to have guys available. The quality of play in the AFC title game of a 24 game schedule.
I mean,
I'm not worried about them going to 24.
And if somebody goes down, I mean, even with this extended season, if somebody goes down in late February, the recovery time for them to be back by the beginning of the season is even a little bit tougher.
913-586-7610. Someone says, why not just go 18 but two bye weeks? That is the thought. Roger Goodell, 18 games, two bye weeks, one in each half of the season. That's exactly what they're trying to do. And the NFLPA, what's the trade-off? Is this where they get something they've wanted for a while and the owners have pushed back on? Is this where they get extra roster spots, you know, where there's, instead of 53-man roster, maybe it gets bumped to 60 or 63. And the argument is you need depth because of the season. And that's more jobs, right? More players, more contracts, all of that. Maybe that's some of the buy-in that the NFLPA eventually gets to. But if I'm the NFLPA, man, I'm not doing anything until after the CBA is up.
No. What
concession am I going to actually get before the CBA is up for me to make that switch?
Let me just make it easy on you. The concessions you should be looking for should be involving money. Not things. Stop asking for things. Ask for money. That's exactly what you need to do.
Trash of the day.
All right, this one just involved a funny quote from someone. So you guys probably saw the really scary tornadoes and severe storms up in Nebraska, right? Really devastating damages in the Omaha area. I mean, the videos for some of the width, the tornadoes up there was incredible. But there was an interview on 6 News up in Omaha that went viral, and it was a Nebraska resident and said basically his trip to the gas station saved his life. So his home, unfortunately, is destroyed. Like he's standing in front of his home. It is gone. But he says, quote, a hot dog saved my life. I went out to grab a gas station.
How often did you get to say that?
The video is hilarious.
He went out to grab a gas station glizzy.
So this man, in the middle glizzy of a tornado siren going off, decided, I'd like to go get a hot dog. Got a hot dog and the tornado destroyed his house?
He was craving a glizzy, and he went to the nearby gas station, and his home was destroyed. So he would have been in said home. Maybe he loses his life. Who knows? Hot dogs, man. So the next time you're thinking about, do I make the run to go get a hot dog at QT or whatever?
Do it.
Yes. You never know. Yes. Especially now, I don't think they want to advocate you going in the middle of a tornado warning. Now, I don't know if he was actually.
Can we get this guy driving the Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile for just like a brief period of time?
I don't know if he left during the tornado warning or that he was on his way home and stopped. What made him stop to get the hot dog? I'm not sure. But yeah, the hot dog.
Either way, the idea that he was just like stopping to pick up a hot dog and then manage to avoid a tornado feels kind of
again
cool.
The question is just, did he leave during the tornado warning to get the hot dog? Because that's not a smart decision typically, you know? Probably should get home, not be on the roads.
I mean, generally speaking, I would say that's the case.
When's the last time you got a roller dog from a gas station? Like, you've had a ballpark dog here this year at the K, but
I don't know. Probably sometime in the last couple of months. I'm not above roller grill food. I normally get like a taquito.
Well, so that's the thing. I don't,
of the other available options at Quick Trip. I'm not against roller grill food.
I have not gotten a hot dog at a gas station in years, but the taquitos, steak and cheese taquito, the chicken taquito, absolutely at QT. But a hot dog, honestly, man, hot dogs, it's just at the ballpark for me. That's really where I'm at. There's something about the ballpark. The dog tastes 100 times better at Kauffman Stadium.
I mean, it's, you know that those are just on a roll.
I understand.
Right? Those are cooked the identical way, man, that Quick Trip is cooking.
It's the atmosphere. It's the smells, the sights, the sounds at the ballpark. You know, you're sitting there with a beer, you got some peanuts, and you got a dog, and you're watching Royals baseball versus you're quickly eating a hot dog while you're driving down Shawnee Mission Parkway real quick on the way home.
Where were you today when the storm rolled through?
You know, I was at the gas station getting hot dogs, and it saved my life. So hot dogs saved my life.
That's the gentleman in Nebraska who unfortunately lost his home. Was talking about how fortunate he was to be alive.
I actually recently saw somebody post a new item they had in the Quick Trip roller food. And okay. I've never had a breakfast-related roller food. Interested in this. It was a blueberry pancake with a piece of sausage wrapped in the middle of it.
So it's a pigs in blanket, but not a pigs in blanket.
Yeah, it's like sweet and salty.
Yeah.
Like chicken and waffle, essentially, right?
I'll probably pass.
So sausage with a pancake wrapped on the outside of it. What do we think?
Probably pass on that. Sounds interesting. Probably pass. I love pancakes, but...
And you like sausage, presumably.
What kind, though? Is it like the patty?
Like a breakfast sausage.
Like the patty?
No, like a link.
Oh.
A sausage link.
I like more the sausage patties, actually. You know?
Mm. Someone says you've over on Twitch said you've never had Jimmy Dean pancake with sausage on a stick. No, I'm unfamiliar with this product. Is this a thing?
Someone says I don't know. The only time a hot dog they said is worth it at a Royals game is Dollar Nights. I don't know, man. When I go to a game, I'm always getting a hot dog at a Royals game. I don't know.
It's got a pretty high certainty.
Now, look, the last time I went, let's just say the bun could have used some work. Okay. Mm. They might've carried that bun over from the night before.
Was it a dollar dog?
It was not a dollar dog night. I went on a Sunday afternoon, and the dog was good. The bun might have been from that Thursday night game or whatever. But at the ballpark, you know what? You kind of just say, screw it, and you just still eat it, and you go. Has anybody ever actually had gone back and said, I need a different bun at a Royals game? Probably not.
There's no way.
At a Quick Trip, maybe you do. But not at the Royals game. They know if they give you the stale bun, you're going to eat it probably anyway.
You're not going to return and be like, sir, sir.
You know?
This bun's not very good. But wait, this reminds me. We don't have time. Oh, do we?
We got a minute.
There's a story. Have you eaten at the Hereford House
in
Leawood anytime recently?
I did on December, not in March.
They left it far too vague that if you ate there over the last like 3 months, an employee at that restaurant is being charged for contaminating the food intentionally while you're eating there. They have not said the contaminant, which is incredibly concerning. Not knowing the contaminant instantly makes you think it's the worst possible thing he put in your food.
Yeah, so there's a Kansas City man accused of contaminating food at a Leawood Hereford House. No, I last ate there in December, actually. But according to a news release from the DA's office, Leawood Police Investigations Unit followed up on a tip from law enforcement about intentional food contamination at the restaurant. They arrested a 21-year-old who was taken into custody, charged by the DA's office, and they're asking people to contact them if they ate at the restaurant between March 26th and April 23rd and later became ill. That's all we know. We don't know anything else. That's it.
Mm. Look, I if I did eat there and I was sick, I don't want to know at this point. You know, I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Finding out that you had eaten.
I don't want to know.
Any of the things that they will not describe.
But who knows? I mean, I'm not going to name the restaurant because they're still in business and it wasn't their fault. But there was a restaurant many, many years ago, a Mexican restaurant, that it turned out an employee put fertilizer in like the salsa. And people got sick. Was not the restaurant owner's fault.
Same as it sounds like in this case.
And it hurt the owner's business for a very long time. And fortunately, they still have a bunch of locations that are open in the KC area, and so they're good. But that was the situation. So like contaminant, who knows what it is, man? Some dude put like fertilizer in salsa. So who knows? At a steak restaurant, what are you putting in like the something that people got sick? So what are you doing something in the fillets? Like you putting something inside the fillets?
I have to immediately assume it's liquid.
Injecting like some liquid into it.
Look, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I'm assuming it's something that, like, came out of someone's body would be my guess. Like, that's immediately what
that's
I have to assume.
I don't know.
Is that making you ill, though?
Thinking about it, possibly. I mean,
I don't know.
At this rate.
I don't know. Urine probably would. Probably shouldn't just be drinking someone's urine.
I don't know if that would make you, by the time they cooked it, that making you ill, though?
I don't know, man.
I mean,
screw this guy, though.
Well, yeah. 21-year-old, what the hell are you thinking? Anyway.
No, he wasn't.
That's the trash of the day. Up next, Chiefs Red Half Hour and a little bit of cap space the Chiefs have to work with based off of Brett Veach's comments. Could there be another signing on the horizon?
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Chiefs Kingdom. This is Mitch Holtis, and welcome in to the Chiefs Red Half Hour on Cody and Gold. Every day at 11:30 on your official broadcast partner, the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Coming up a little bit later on today at 1 o'clock hour, Nate Taylor from The Athletic going to join us in studio. We'll get some of his reaction again to the details now about Travis Kelce's raise, and does he agree with kind of how we're reading it, which is, hey, it's this two-year window here now for Travis Kelce. Plus, we'll get his perspective on what is going on in Topeka today. The Kansas legislature trying to put together a bill that has to be voted on by the end of the session, which is today, unless they extend it out, that would give them financing tools to try to get the Chiefs or Royals to Kansas. And we've got some new audio we'll bring you in the noon hour today of that, as Governor Mike Parson was asked about Kansas, what they're trying to do. Obviously, Missouri's been very quiet at this point in time.
Sure.
But we'll get back into the stadium stuff in the noon hour and in the 1 o'clock hour with Nate Taylor. But back to the Chiefs and their finances on the field and the salary cap and everything. Even after giving a raise to Travis Kelce, they actually have a little bit of flexibility here. What are they going to use that money for? Is that just going to be...
They're going to sit on it, right?
Is it going to be the reverse of what they normally do? Just up front the extensions for a Bolton, for a Creed Humphrey or a Trey Smith? So because they have, what, $20 million available?
According to Over the Cap, they have $20 million. I'm not sure if that's factored in the Travis Kelce contract. So it might be more like $16 million because they gave him a raise. But we know that it's between $15 and $20 million, according to all the sites. We know that they're going to need about $5 million of that, $6 million of that, to sign their draft picks. Okay, so there's part of it. So somewhere between $10 and $15 million is available for the Chiefs. Based on everything we know, they get themselves down to 37 cents in available cap space. And by the way, in a year in which You are going for the first ever three-peat in National Football League history. Spend every cent. Of course, spend every cent. I was trying to decide. I think a few million, $4-5 million is instantly earmarked to possible tackle. If you listen to Brett Veach yesterday, or a couple, was it yesterday? Yesterday. Listen to Brett Veach yesterday. He had said that their plan was go to OTAs, maybe go to some mini camps, hell, maybe even into training camp. But if we give ourselves a little bit of time, we're going to evaluate those offensive linemen that we have, as in Kingsley and Wanye, and we're going to take a feel for how good or ready they are for the job. But he did not rule out the idea of signing a left tackle. I assume they're going to pay a running back. Like, I'm assuming this money has some place to be spent, because front-loading the contracts in a year like this, I feel like it makes more sense to just spend it.
I know, but I honestly don't think there's many areas where they're going to go out and spend, man. Like, you're right about left tackle, although I kind of took the comments like you did a little bit, which is I think they're going to see what they have in Wanye Morris and Kingsley. And if those two guys look like when they're in the building and they're going through the NFL meetings and it seems like they're getting a good grasp and they're progressing, then come camp, if they feel good, then that's what they're going to roll with. Now, if it's closer to camp and they're like, you know what, we don't really like where this is trending, they always, to me, have Donovan Smith in their back pocket. And whether or not he's waiting around, I don't know to what extent, but, you know, I don't know any other team that's offering him a starting opportunity. So Donovan Smith, to me, can wait around a little bit. He's a vet. It's not like a guy needs to be there in May.
Yeah,
so
Chiefs know him well,
which
helps.
They signed him last year right around May 5th. So if you're wondering just like last year's timeline, they hadn't even signed him a year ago at this time. So they're not really missing out on anything there. But other than that, I mean, I disagree on running back, Cody. I think the running back situation is the situation. Number one back, Pacheco. Two is Clyde. And they're going to have a bunch of these young guys compete at camp. I don't think they're bringing in really a vet at this point. I mean, I think between the two or three undrafted, Carson Steele and the Bailey kid from TCU, and already what they had in the building and Prince, I think that's going to be the battle for third based on Avicii's comments yesterday. So I'm trying to think where else would they spend money. Maybe there's some other random veteran defensive lineman they bring in at some point. But I think that, I mean,
you think that they might just front load some of these contracts and buy themselves some more flexibility in the future,
or roll over. I know what you're saying, which is, hey, spend every last dime, but or roll over a little bit of money that they can utilize in the future for those contracts.
Look, I do think that the way that, the Chiefs have never really had any rollover money. And I'm not saying it's not important. Patrick Mahomes cap hit next year is $30 million higher than it is this year. That's not
big time.
That's not insignificant, okay? $30 million higher next season. So I'm not saying they don't want some of that cash, but they also know that his cap hit probably won't be that high next year based on the way that he has renegotiated his contract every single damn year he's been in there. They just rework it and hand him some other different bonus structure and shove the money way into the damn future in order to keep paying Patrick Mahomes. Because I'll be honest, you should be doing that. You should be buying your future problems forever with Mahomes, because at the end of his career, if you have 4 years in which you're still paying Patrick Mahomes and you're like, oh no, I don't care. Just as long as you got all the rings, it'll stink to watch the Chiefs eventually go from this level of perennial powerhouse to, I don't know, mediocre 15 years from now when Patrick Mahomes is done. But I'll deal with that problem later because of the generational nature of where you're at. I would like him to spend the money, I think. But I think they're just going to save it. I think they're just going to earmark it for their future problems. I don't think they're going to go out because someone's like, well, they could pay for like Odell Beckham Jr. Or I'm
don't
like,
need to do that.
I don't think that's how they're spending the money. That's not how I would spend the money. I would just earmark it for running back and tackle and guard and some of these positions where you know you need depth, but you'd like to see your guys in an offseason training situation first.
And in terms of guard, I mean, Dalton Risner is still out there. There's not very much that's out there, but in terms of Dalton Risner's out there. You got Carl Lawson, defensive lineman, maybe a backup guy. There's not.
Yeah, none of them are big money deals though.
Correct.
You know, and like the guard, I mean, they just drafted two offensive linemen. I mean, I think they added to some depth.
Do they bring in
there
a corner, a vet corner? I don't know if they try that
again, but those are Stephon Gilmore, to me, just luxuries. Yeah, I mean, that, you know, we're talking about, if we're talking somebody to a veteran deal, I mean, there's, I don't think any move that's going to actually move the needle much, nor do they want that. We always, I don't know if you and I disagree on this a lot, but whether we were talking about the Royals or we're talking about the Chiefs, like they have they have $16 to $20 million in space.
You don't want to spend it to just spend it, which I don't want either. I want them to get a good tackle.
Yeah, it's like, so we're saying,
I want them to evaluate and then spend.
So when we're saying like, hey, I want them to spend every last dollar or whatever, like, Yeah, but if there's on what, on who, like, legitimately give me somebody that you think they need to go sign right now. There is not a name that is like have to go sign. Maybe you can make a case that you're just not comfortable with the rookie left tackles or the rookie left tackle in the second year, Wanya Morris. And so you're like, hey, go get Donovan Smith or whoever you want. Other than that, I don't think they're going and signing Tyler Boyd, guys. They just drafted Xavier Worthy. They've got like, I don't think that's happening. So
I know, but I would have briefly thought like Donovan Smith, they were like, Juwan Taylor is our left tackle. And then like 2 weeks later, we're like, come on in.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Donovan Smith type, if they want to bring him back, I think that is still in play. I don't think that door has been shut just because they drafted Kingsley.
No, I don't think so either. I think there's a lot more flexibility than that. I just think that they're going to stash that money and then evaluate. I think they are truly in a position where they haven't been in a while, which is there's enough of these young players we have to legitimately consider playing, and we want to legitimately consider playing, including some of the young corners, some of the young offensive linemen, and otherwise. So let's get through a month.
Yep.
We got 15 million. I like that they have it in their back pocket. This feels different than before, where I didn't think they had the money in the back pocket. It was just if they need to, they could create the money they would probably need in order to make this happen. Versus in this case, they don't have to create anything. The money exists to pay for these little things they might want.
Yeah. If they're worried about the, you know, progression of any of the young players on the offensive line, we're talking about the left tackle spot, well, then they can go and spend some money. I do think, though, what's the next move? We're going to talk about Travis Kelce here in a second and the raise he got. What's the next potential move for the Chiefs, like, of consequence? To me, it'll be eventually from now until, July 22nd or whenever they're going to actually report to camp. Yeah. They haven't put out a date yet, but something like that. Is Creed getting extension? Is Nick Bolton? Is Trey Smith? Do those extensions happen before camp? Do they happen during camp? Like, to me, those are the next bigger moves. Maybe they sign random backup corner Drew or something before then, but, like, in terms of actually moving the needle, I think it likely is going to be one of those extension announcements. And that to me is what they'll work on between now and training camp.
And maybe if there's a guy that's on the street who's available and you have an injury, yeah, then you use the cap and in week 8 or something like that, you know?
It's more flexibility than they've had in a long time financially, which is good because, again, they do have high-priced players coming next year. You know, Chris Jones cap it next year. Patrick Mahomes cap it next year. There's some big numbers. Nate Taylor, by the way, is going to join us coming up at 1 o'clock. We'll talk about some of the contract stuff with him, including some of the news he was talking about yesterday and everyone in the NFL is talking about, which was the initial thought that Travis Kelce signed an extension, only to find out really what happened was they gave him a pay raise and they added dummy years at the end of it that, it's not that they can't be picked up by both the Chiefs and Kelce.
They're not guaranteed.
But they're not guaranteed in any way, which means the only years you can count on Travis Kelce being here are the next two. What percentage chance would you put that Travis Kelce plays beyond those 2 years? Because I do still think it's 20, 25% where, just like his brother, he gets through those two seasons, he still has the itch, his body still feels okay, and he's like, yeah, I want to keep playing. I think this is his safety net of saying, I'll play these 2 years for you. You got me for two. I'll lock you in for that. I can't guarantee anything past that. I'm just going to have to see how I am.
I think we should be enjoying the next two. I think this is about 2 years.
So you think it's like maybe like a 1% chance he plays beyond two?
Yeah, it's 5 or 10% chance. Okay. I think it's 2 years and give it all he has, like he has his entire career for the next two. They took care of him, made him the highest paid tight end in football. He deserves every single penny. He's been flexible with his contracts over the years. It's time to take care of him. They did that with this. He means so much on and off the field to the community. His obviously opportunities off the field are only going to continue to increase. Those aren't going away. And he's talked openly about being more banged up than ever before from a physical standpoint of how he was feeling after Super Bowl 2 years ago, I guess it was. And production wise, I think he's always struck me as somebody, he's not going to go out when suddenly he's not going to have a season.
No, I told you he was going to go out on top. That might still be the case.
Yeah. Like I don't think he's just going to be hanging on. No, he wants to go out at the Hall of Fame level, which in the postseason last year, he looked like the Hall of Fame tight end again.
Sure.
And can he get back to that? Well, if he's healthy heading into week one, unlike this past year, and you're not asked to be have as much of the burden on you because the wide receiver room's a little bit better, hopefully, this season. That can extend it out. But I think we should approach this as 2 years guaranteed. He'll be 37, you know, at the end of this deal, essentially, by the time the next season would come around. And so enjoy the next two, get the most out of him. And I think, you know, hopefully he gets another ring before the next two, whether it's the three-peat this year or the year after.
Like the text line says, if he gets a three-peat, he's done. I was like, nah, I mean, I think he's here for 2 years. It's so weird because it's like leaving on a three-peat is just like king stuff, right? I mean, that's, how could you go out more on top than that? It's like, unless you won four.
Except history is three, right? He already would have made history at three.
Yeah, yeah. And look, the history, he made history in the 1,000-yard season thing, but he didn't just extend it just to extend it. He walked on that week 18 thing. I think there's a point where like he doesn't have to prove anything to himself anymore.
No, but does he want that record? Does he want that record? I know he didn't care about the 1,000-yard season thing, but does he want Gonzalez's number? And I think he's like 3,800 or 4,000 away from that still.
He's 3,800. He has to play 4 years.
Yeah.
He has to for sure play 4, maybe 5 years.
Does that matter?
If he wanted to pass Tony Gonzalez.
And I don't know if that matters to him or not. I still think he's two years what you got. Now, unless there's an injury, it's shorter than that. But if he's healthy, I think you got 2 years of Travis Kelce. I think it's pretty clear with the way they structured it. 2 years of guaranteed money. The second year becomes guaranteed next March.
For those who haven't heard the audio from the video, here's Travis Kelce.
It's an honor and a pleasure, and I can't wait to get after it these next 2 years, but no better than right now. Getting fired up for this year. Just got out on the field with the boys. Doggone, we're back at it, baby. Chiefs forever.
For these next 2 years, he's already under contract. The initial reporting on that was very confusing because I thought Travis Kelce was agreeing to play 4 more seasons in the NFL, and I was excited.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right,
bet you were.
Let's go.
I knew that would be your reaction, but yesterday when the news first broke, we actually talked about that very thing. I was like, just because it's a two-year extension, mm-hmm. It's like doesn't mean he's playing for 4 more years. I know that's how you were going to take it if you were on the show. We joked about that. And I was Cuddy's thinking he's going to play 4 more now. And then,
well, I would have thought it was a lot more likely than the way the reporting eventually ended up.
There was definitely some messaging on that whole thing. It was mixed from multiple national reporters, and it turned out to be just a raise, which he deserves every penny of the raise that he is.
I think he's just going to try to enjoy the heck out of these next 2 years, and I think he'll be done.
Again, I don't think it's 100% chance he's done after the 2 years, but it's like an 80%. You know, it's a pretty high percentage. It would be surprising at this point if it went beyond those 2 years, which stinks. Only 2 more years of Travis Kelce? Come on, man. That sucks.
If that's the case, he'll end up with...
I mean, I get it. He would have had a tremendous career, and we would have loved every minute of it. I don't want him to leave. I don't want to know. That will be the first real test of the Patrick Mahomes era. Will be like, what the hell does this offense look like when they don't even have Travis Kelce anymore? Because the offense struggled last year, but they still had Kelce in their back pocket. They still had some form of offense. They still scored some points. What does it look like post-Travis Kelce is a whole nother world I'm not looking to venture in. We don't have to think about post-Andy Reid for a while. He decided he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, those are the big obstacles, if you will, in the future. The next, like, what's the next question, if there are any, about Mahomes will be the post-Kelce, post-Andy Reid era. And, like, what does that look like? And nobody wants to really imagine that, as you said, what that looks like. You got to just enjoy the ride, man. Time flies. I enjoy this golden era of Chiefs football and really of Kansas City sports, but... right now, and Travis Kelce, a huge, huge part of that happening. And more than anything, I just think when you guarantee, not that anybody actually thought he was ever going to end his career in another uniform. This still just ensures that. That's all. I don't think anybody actually thought that he would finish 1 year playing for a random team.
Cleveland or something like that.
Yeah, but this.
I never thought that about Tom Brady, but yeah.
But I think this solidifies that one way or the other.
The only reason Gronk finished in another uniform was because Brady's like, come on, man.
Right.
Come out of retirement, Gronk. Come play with your boy. And because Kelce's age versus Mahomes' age, that's never going to happen. Mahomes isn't going to go to a new team in the amount of time Travis Kelce could come back and play. We don't have to worry about that.
Didn't Tom recently say something along the lines of, if somebody needs me, I'm ready?
Once again, opened up the door to him playing it. He misses it. Look, and everybody's different. That's the thing that'll be really intriguing. The reason why I wouldn't put it at 0% chance for Travis Kelce is, if Jason Kelce gets to the middle of October next year and he's talking to his brother and they're hanging out, and he's like, damn, dude, I miss it. And the level I was still playing at, I don't think I can go back, but damn it. If he expresses some doubt, some hesitation, I still think that there's some like movement in there. Well, they say they try not to talk about that thing, but still.
I'm sure they'll miss it. I think it probably helps a little bit when you have the opportunities they both have off the field.
Tom Brady
to stay around the game
30 you know days mean? And then came back, man.
Like Kelce's going to be around the game in a different way, but he's going to be on Monday Night Countdown. You know, whenever Travis does hang it up down the road, either be involved in sports stuff, but probably involved just in pop culture, right? He's going to be hosting award shows. He's got, you know, he's already doing this Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity show on Amazon or whatever this summer. So he's just got so many other opportunities that are out there. But that was awesome to see the bump in pay there for one Travis Kelce. Also awesome to see last night at T-Mobile Center. You know, I'm not a wrestling guy, but you saw the fact that Patrick Mahomes, Trey Smith, Creed Humphrey were all hanging out at T-Mobile Center, and you had Patrick Mahomes part of a skit with was that Logan Paul or Jake Paul? I get them confused.
Jake Paul. This is Paul. Right? Oh man, we did this on the last time. Damn it! Why can't this show know the Pauls?
Whichever one's part of the Prime Sports drink.
It's fine. This is what it sounded like.
Kansas City, I got a little something you might like.
What the hell's he doing? Don't you do that? What are you doing? Why are you doing that, Pat?
Are they Super Bowl rings?
Why are you doing that?
Well, why am I asking you? But nonetheless.
Whoa, watch, I was close.
Logan Paul just put three Super Bowl rings on his hands. Going to use them like he uses brass knuckles. Oh, no! That had to hurt with the size of that Klingon-like head. Logan Paul took out J.D. McDonough. Jey Uso's loving it. Logan Paul and Finn Balor can't believe it.
So what happened there, if you didn't see the clip, Logan Paul goes over to Patrick Mahomes, who's sitting in the front row, and grabs three. What's funny, clearly we already knew they were replicas, but it's funny the Chiefs haven't even got the third ring yet. So he had three rings on his finger. They haven't even got the third ring yet.
It's the theatrics.
They haven't got the third ring yet. But
Mahomes,
anyway.
If anyone's getting it early, it's Patrick Mahomes.
That's true. But anyway, he had three rings, even though they haven't got the third ring yet. And Logan Paul comes over, grabs them, and then you heard what happened. And then later, actually, what I thought was even cooler was at one point there was a wrestler that came over, and I don't follow wrestling, so people on the text line can fill me on exactly the whole storyline and everything. But and stared down Patrick Mahomes. But then Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith stood up. They were his enforcers.
Got their guy.
They were his enforcers.
Former 610 employee Nolan Woodford has offered to be a wrestling insider for this show. And I'll be honest, Patrick Mahomes is going to keep showing up in these things. We might need it.
Well, I don't think he's going to keep showing up. It's because it was in Kansas City last night.
I am told he turned heel.
Yeah.
He went from babyface to heel. So now he's a villain in the WWE world, which is perfect because that's what he is now in actual football. He was once the babyface, likable quarterback, and is now full heel from the NFL circle. So they just went that way in the wrestling community. What's not to like? The only thing I don't understand is, was he a heel for giving him the rings?
I think so, right?
Or because he punched the other guy seemingly on accident at that stage of the match? Which one of those things was he not supposed to do?
I'm confused about that. My guess is that he was helping Logan Paul, right?
And that makes him a heel.
That's what I took it as. But I do not follow wrestling whatsoever. You got me into it a little bit last night just because the clips were out there. And Mahomes and Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith were all there. But, yeah, I don't think – it's just because it was in Kansas City. I don't think we'll have to worry about Patrick Mahomes.
If he shows up to another one,
I don't think then
we'll know.
Okay. Could have had it today, maybe.
I don't know if he's been to other
– It looked pretty empty there, by the way, some of the photos. Didn't look like there was a ton of people.
You didn't think it looked very full
no.
at the event?
No.
I didn't see a lot of photos.
Like the lower level, sure. But other than that, it didn't look very full.
Was that a big match?
No, McAfee was in town, obviously, doing the commentating. Yeah. What's the other viral Twitch streamer that was there?
Sketch.
I have no idea.
Not Sketch. Someone on Friday said you look like the older version.
We only
like
talked
brother.
About it on the stream.
Yeah, if you guys missed it on Friday's extra uncensored version of Cody and Gold, someone says that Cody looks like Sketch, which is the guy that says, hey, brother.
Yeah.
Did you see him make the pick?
I did.
Yeah, he was hyped up. But no, the streamer that was in KC last night, Speed, I think it is. I'm sitting next to Pat Mahomes.
I know who that is, but
he was next to Mahomes. Jeff Passan was also right behind Pat McAfee if you watch the TV broadcast.
Good for
Jeff. Jeff Passan lives in KC for those that
He's
don't
also
know.
A wrestling fan.
Yeah. Someone said Speed. Yeah. There you go. I show Speed. Yeah. That's the streamer that was there.
Let's look up. I should really learn who some of these. You know, this guy's probably worth like $50 million. I said, no idea.
I know he's a very popular influencer or streamer or whatever. Yeah.
He was at the World
He's
Cup.
Worth, estimated
was like
to be worth
pitch 10 side.
Million.
Yeah.
iShow Speed's net worth estimated to be 10 million. And he was in Canada. He's part of the show.
If you want to see Twitch's next big stars, you can find us at 610 Sports KC. This show's on Twitch every single day, just like iShow Speed.
Yeah,
we're over there interacting with people.
our net worth is very similar.
$10 million, is that what you got? My last Odyssey contract was pretty lucrative, so.
Close to $10
million. I'm approaching that. Mm-hmm. I've got to save my money well, but, you know, I'm almost there. Someone says, don't leave out Gary Dieter, who was also close.
I did see Dieter just sitting to the left of Trey Smith. Yes, he was to the left of Trey Smith last night at WWE Raw, or I guess it was their draft or whatever. Again, I don't know anything about wrestling, but I knew it was in Kansas City last night. Pretty cool that Patrick Mahomes got involved in some of that. Up next, we will get to what's trending. Then we'll get back into the stadium discussion between Kansas City, Missouri, and the state of Kansas, and the latest details about how Kansas is trying to lure the Chiefs and maybe the Royals.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.